Welcome back to the second half hour of The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies. It was 5 years ago that the Bexar County started the mental health court, which is a way to deal with lawbreakers, people who find themselves in the criminal justice system who are dealing with a severe, sometimes crippling mental health issues. Jail, prison, not always the best place for people who are dealing with these debilitating. And so we're going to talk about this next half hour. We want to hear from you. If you've come in contact with the mental health court in Bexar County, you want to share your experiences, give us a call. The number is 614-8980. And with me in the studio, our guest this half hour, we have mental health court judge Scott Roberts. And we also have the mental health court founding judge, Michael Mary. Welcome to The Source, judges.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dave. Good to be with you.
So, Judge Mary, they call you the founder. So tell me how you became the founder.
Well, in the mid to late 2000s, it was about 2006, Commissioner's Court started looking at applying for a federal grant to get some money to help do something about the jail population. They were very concerned. They had noted that a lot of the population was mentally ill individuals who were spending a whole lot longer in jail than the average criminal, 2 to 5 times as long, and at a cost of $250 a day instead of $50 a day. So they applied for federal monies, and they got a grant, and then Commissioner's Court stepped up to the plate, and they matched it dollar for dollar. And they decided to create a mental health court. They needed a judge who would help come up with all the rules and found it and take on a docket and actually implement this with the monies. And that's when I stepped up and I did that. And our whole purpose was to identify these individuals and get them into services right away and get them out of the jail to both save the money for the taxpayers, ease the jail overcrowding problem, which was causing us big problems in Austin. We were getting fined every cycle because we weren't passing. And, of course, to do the humane thing and take care of these individuals, which also would deal with the crime problem, recidivism, and get their lives back on track.
So, Judge Scott, Scott Roberts, what kind of people show up at your mental health court? What are their situations?
Well, we have a wide variety of individuals. We have a wide range of mental health diagnoses and various types of crimes. We have a good number of people who are there on just simple theft, criminal mischief, property crimes, some DWIs.
So these are people who maybe have schizophrenia.
Yes.
Or manic depression.
Yes.
And so they are acting out. They get off their meds, or maybe they haven't been diagnosed.
That's exactly right.
And then so maybe they may find themselves, you know, being destructive on someone's personal property or at a store or something like that. And then the police show up. They don't know what, or the sheriff's deputies, they take him in. As far as they're concerned, he's a lawbreaker, even though our first responders have been trained. They recognize this person. This person obviously is not in his right mind, but he ends up in the criminal justice system. And without something like a mental health court, then he would end up in the county pokey.
That's correct. That's exactly right.
And what would happen? So how are we deviating? What are we offering these folks?
Well, what we're doing is we have set up a system of services that begin with special bonds at the magistrate's office, where they get special needs bonds. They're given a public defender.
So what do you mean special needs bonds? So like a bond would be like a bail or something?
Yes.
So they're kind of, if they have a family member shows up, takes responsibility, personal recognizance or something, he can get out of jail without having to go to a bail bondsman.
Right. That's exactly right. And then it also includes testing and drug testing and whatever services are the...
Because frequently people will self-medicate.
That's right.
They'll use, you know, illegal narcotics.
That's right.
To deal with... And so that's a crime.
Right. That's right. That's a crime. That's exactly
right. And you're a judge.
Yes.
You're supposed to lock people up for crimes.
Well, you know, I don't think we should lock people up for having a mental illness or for being an addict. I do think that if people break the law, then we need to, of course, there should be a punishment. But I think that also treatment, if it's possible, should be foremost, because what we want to do is keep people from breaking the law again, keep them out of the criminal justice system, and help them become law-abiding citizens and good contributing citizens of the country and of our community.
So, Judge Mary, when you proposed this 5 years ago to bring this to Bexar County, was there some pushback? Did people say, you know, these are criminals. We can't be coddling the bad guy. Don't be hug a thug. Let's, you know, we got to enforce the rules of the law.
Dave, I must point out that the actual political leadership was all behind it. As I say, they were the leaders. I just stepped in to implement. But I think people in the community had their eyes open. They wanted to see what was going to happen. And mind you, at the same time, Bill Greehy and Phil Hardberger were making a push for the homeless.
The Habitat for Humanity.
The Haven for Hope.
Haven for Hope.
Yeah.
Like that.
So everything was dovetailing all at one time. And we were starting to talk about veterans courts, and the drug courts had already come online. So, yes, when it came to mental health, the community at large was not really educated. They weren't prepared. And so that was part of what we did, was educate the community. But it was wonderful to have Commissioner's Court completely behind this. And with Phil Hardberger on his side for the city, pushing for Haven for Hope, and Bill Greehy being such an advocate, all of this came together, and people began to understand there's no shame in this. It is literally sickness that can be treated with medications. And the mentally ill themselves, that was key, began to accept the fact through the services we were providing. This is for me. This is for my life, for my happiness, for my health. This isn't something I have to hide. Because they used to say, hey, I'm feeling good today, I'm well, I'm cured, and I don't need to take medication. Which is never going to be true. You have to always continue to take your medication. And I think we began to make inroads among the community.
Well, Judge Mary, you're a judge, and you know the law books and the rules of the court. You're not a social worker. How did you make that transition?
Well, to be honest with you, when conducting, and Judge Roberts will have his own perspective, I know, but when actually conducting the docket, there are some things you have to do a little bit different. So it does require some adjustment, some adaptation. But I was very firm on the position that, in the end, I am a judge. And they have to see me in my black robe. Some people were advocating, no, sit around a table and talk. I said, no, we're going to conduct this like a court. It is a court. We're going to call a docket, and we're going to deal with it from the bench. And so I kind of resisted getting too involved in the staffing aspect of it. I got a team of professionals and left that to them.
All right, we'll talk more about how that works with the mental health court in Bexar County. We want to hear from our listeners. If you've been involved in a mental health court, family members got caught in there, let us know how it worked out for you. The number to call is 614-8980. We'll be right back after this break. Welcome back to The Source on KSTX. We're talking about Bexar County's Mental Health Court. It's been inactive for 5 years, founded by Judge Michael Mary, and currently the guy at the bench is Judge Scott Roberts. We're hearing about how the Mental Health Court does things a little different. We're trying to figure out a way to apply justice, but at the same time provide help, and the people who found themselves breaking the law, maybe they're suffering from mental disease, and they need some help. So Judge Roberts, tell us about, you know, so is there a story of success that you can tell us about?
Oh, there's a lot of stories of success. I have several in my mind, but I'd like to share just one that really struck me. When I first took over from Judge Mary, he had set the court up, and it was I just inherited or walked into a really good situation with a great staff and a great team. And one case in particular struck me. A gentleman, I won't use his name, but he was a schizophrenic, hallucinating. He had gone off his medications. We had a lot of trouble with him in the beginning, and I was told that he even apparently lunged at Judge Mary or got very out of control in the court, and our bailiff, Officer Keefe, Deputy Keefe, had to restrain him. And over time, through coming to court regularly, through being monitored by a special probation officer, through getting all the services from the Center for Healthcare Services that we offer through the mental health court, he got stabilized on his meds, and he began to really embrace the program. He started working community service like crazy. He started coming to court in a tie and a jacket. He worked off all his community service, and then he worked off all of his fines and fees in lieu of community service, and was a tremendous success story, and his life was really turned around by the program.
So, Judge Mary, what does it feel like to see people, they show up, they're a hot mess. You know, they've been through the ringer, they've been arrested, they've spent some time in a jail, but by the time they work themselves through the system, you know, their appearance has greatly changed, they're working towards a goal, and you know, how does it? It's I guess there might be more rewards doing that than being a regular judge.
It's extremely rewarding, and there is no greater feeling than when you're walking down the street, and this happens quite frequently, especially in the downtown area, and somebody will come up to you and say, "Aren't you Judge Mary?" "Yes." "Well, you changed my life," they'll say. "You really helped me." And frequently these are individuals who were working through the mental health court. And they've now gotten stable on their medications. They're holding jobs. Most importantly, Brian, is the fact that families get reunited. Because what happens is when people are off their meds, frequently they're stronger than they think and they're out of control. They are a real danger. And families can't handle it. And even though they love them for their own safety, they'll cut them off. They won't let them in the house. I think Judge Roberts can echo this. I'm sure his experience will be similar to mine. One of the most beautiful things I observed was the reunification of families.
All right. Well, let's go to our phones now. The number to call to join the conversation is 614-8980. And Pearl wants to join the conversation. Pearl, you're on the air.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Okay, go ahead, Pearl.
I'm calling because I'm a current resident of San Antonio, Texas, and I have actually been a part of the drug court program. I was introduced to the program because of a one-time DWI, and I just have to say the experience was a year long, and it has improved my life in ways that, you know, no program, as far as jail is concerned, could have ever done for me. The program focuses on mental illness and the affiliation with mental illness and addiction. And I just have to say these programs, you know, they do so much more for people than just incarcerating them.
And so when you worked with the judge in the drug court, how involved were they in making sure that you got your life back together?
They were involved in my life in every possible way. They give you it starts off as kind of like a very intense program and slowly eases up as long as you do everything you're told to do. And they monitor everything about your life. You have, you know, you have times that you cannot leave your home. Some people even have breathalyzers. I didn't have that because I was a first-time DWI. But a lot of people have, you know, breathalyzers they have to have on them 24/7. They monitor your work. They monitor everything about your life. So the judge knows you and knows you very well.
Did you learn life skills through this process that continue to pay off today?
Absolutely. I never realized that my drinking habits were affiliated with depression, two things that I never put together. It has changed my life in ways that honestly, like, I think are just priceless. When I started the program, I was not very happy about it. It was something I was forced into. And now, you know, I've been out of the program for about 8 months, and it's just, it's something that I value very much. It has completely changed my life.
Pearl, thank you so much. We sure do appreciate your phone call. Judge Mary, what do you feel like when you hear stories like that? That was the drug court, not the mental health court, but there are parallels.
Well, she indicated that she learned through the program that her drinking was fueled by a major depression, And that's exactly the kinds of people that Judge Roberts sees, and I would see, people with depression. So I'm very gratified to hear her story. She speaks on behalf of many, many people who can say similar things.
Now, Judge Roberts, there are people who say that when people sign up for the drug, for the mental health court, that they have to agree to a number of some treatment. And that's controversial in some circles, saying that you shouldn't force people into treatment, that they should volunteer to receive treatment.
Well, the program, it doesn't really force anybody into treatment in the sense that it is voluntary. You do have to agree to come into the program. You have to sign a contract, essentially, where it's spelled out for you what you're giving up. But I guess it is a sense it can be forced in that once you're in the program, then the court has a lot of discretion on what it can ask you to do. But, you know, people who are not taking their medications and who have mental illnesses oftentimes don't have any insight into what their problems are. And so a team of professionals can look at them and recommend, you need this, you need some intensive outpatient, or maybe even in the most in the worst case scenario, you need some sort of lockdown inpatient treatment. That's what's in your best interest. And we have the ability to do that. And I think that it works, and it's been proven to work over and over again.
And so Judge Mary, do you miss it?
Well, I'm so busy now at what I'm doing now in the civil district court, and I'm so happy doing what I'm doing now. I can't say that I miss it. I can only say that looking back, I'm grateful I had that opportunity. Looking at the present and the future, I'm happy that it's doing so well and continuing, and that it's in very, very capable, caring hands with Judge Roberts. So it's a great, great feeling, but it's been my philosophy. I don't look back. I like to look forward.
You know, schizophrenia is just, it's a terrible scourge. It's a terrible disease, and it's been called by the UN as the most expensive disease because it involves so many people. There's destruction, and it's just to treat, and it's just so when you have can get someone out of jail and try and direct them into treatment, make sure they get their meds and stay on their meds and provide supervision, that seems to have major cost savings. Where are we seeing those savings in Bexar County? What's the benefit for the county?
I think there's huge cost benefits for the county. We just saw a presentation today at County Commissioner's Court in which it was estimated that over the five-year period, the number of individuals who've been in the mental health court program have saved the county about $1,700,000, I believe. And that's just on the basis that it's just a sheer reduction in jail days. People who are mentally ill spend more time in jail. They don't do their probation well. They get motions to revoke filed, and they're oftentimes indigent, and they spend more time in jail. And so if you can reduce the number of jail days, you save money on top of, as Judge Mary said, the humane thing of treating individuals who need treatment much more so than they need incarceration.
And if I can chime in right quick, I agree with what Judge Roberts said. And in addition to that, recidivism was cut down tremendously.
Recidivism is people getting back again.
It was an absolute revolving door. And the statistics bear
out. That clogs the dockets, more time in courts.
Well, yes, but you mentioned Bexar County. We're talking about the citizens. People are victims of crime. When there's a property crime, that's somebody's property.
So where is the justice? That's the other controversy people are saying.
Well, but there's total justice because these people, to be on the program, they do plead. They plead to the crime, and this is a form of probation. Very, very intensive probation. So like any other criminal who pleads and gets on probation, they have to carry out their probation. And the difference is, instead of reoffending and reoffending, they become productive members of society, reunited with their families, and they're not victimizing people anymore.
So mothers can regain custody of their children? Is that
yes,
frequently
absolutely.
A part of this?
it is part of it. It's one of the motivations for some of the individuals in the program is that they may have a CPS case open, and it may be part of, if they can successfully complete our program, they'll have a better opportunity to get their children back. So that is part of it sometimes.
And that's good for the kids too.
Absolutely.
The ripples in the pond just keep spreading out. It's tremendous, the whole effect all the way through the society.
So are you getting all the tools that you need to make sure this is working at high efficiency, Judge Roberts?
Yes, the county is very generous. They're funding the program. We're expanding the program. We're trying to get as many people as we can logistically take. It's difficult because, as Judge Mary knows, we have a giant docket in County Court 12, just misdemeanor cases. We have a lot of cases. So, you know, we're having to work with our staff, and they work together with the mental health court to try to make it all happen. But county is definitely funding it. We've added a new probation officer, and we're trying to grow the program.
Well, I want to thank you both for being on The Source today. We've got Judge Scott Roberts, and we've got Judge Michael Mary of the Mental Health Court in Bexar County. 5 years it's been founded, and apparently it seems to be doing some great work. Thank you for being on The Source, and thank you for what you're doing. We are out of time. Thanks to our callers and online participants. Paul Flav is the show's producer. Wayne Coble, TPR Program Director. Chris Udaly is our web producer. I'm David Martin Davies. Check us out online at tpr.org. The support for The Source comes from contributors to the Community Engagement Fund, including the Gladys and Ralph Lazarus Foundation.